question that gets asked every year, and I always see different answers to it. So I was curious on the Rebbe's take on drinking on Purim. I think we all agree that there's, at least in some sense, a mitzvah of drinking on Purim. And I guess the question is the drinking a means to an end? Is the drinking a means in itself? Is it kind of both? You need a drink, but, you know, depending on where you're holding in life, how much you need a drink in order to be Yotze. So I'm just kind of throwing it out there, and I want to hear what the Rebbe's take is on that.
Yeah, it's a very good question. I think I gave a shiur on this on Layu Torah maybe 5-6 years ago at Landers. Went through the whole sugya, Mamish Be'ian. This is like a halachic shaila, and it's also a shkafic shaila. And what comes out from halacha, at least, is that there's no chiyah for a person to become absolutely drunk. And like many divrei chazal, chazal spoke in code. And there certainly is a mitzvah to drink. When chazal say, ad lo yada, and a person gets to a place where he doesn't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman, so that could be like a guzma of Chazal. And in Halacha, it clearly means for a person to drink, you know, Yoyser Milimudoy, and if a person feels that the only way is to drink to a place where he mamish gets chikker, you know, to a place where he has mamish no das, although it may seem from the Rambam like that, but that's not the final halacha. And even if a person conducts himself in that way, which there's a makom to do so, he has to at least respect the fact that it's brought down in poskim that many different ways of understanding what it means. Ad lo yada, ad bechlal, ad beloy bechlal. There's a lot of discussion on what that is. What comes out is the following thing. That the Sfarim say that there's called Yayin HaMesameach and Yayin HaMeshaker. Yayin can bring a person to Simcha or it can bring a person to Shichris. And we see that Noach, he drank Yayin and he came to a place of Shichris and it brought tremendous Takala. And that's why the poskim, when it comes to drinking Gamporim, even if a person would like to be Mekayim, this Inyan, according to the very letter of the law, as at least as it sounds in the way that it should be Niskayim. So if a person does it in a way where he's Mekayim it and he's Ad lo yada and he got to that plateau when he succeeded, it could be that it wasn't a mitzvah at all, because it's much more than just, it's supposed to bring a person to a certain Aliyas HaNefesh and a certain Tachlis which is involved. It's not Hefker, you know. Anybody who approaches the mitzvah where it's just like it's a time that a person could say whatever he wants and drink whatever he wants and it could be hefker, that's undermining the, it's not a mitzvah anymore. That's abuse. That's alcohol abuse. That's Torah abuse. That's mitzvah abuse. That certainly wasn't the kavan of the mitzvah. Person, it's supposed to bring a person up to a certain simchas hanefesh and negiyah hadas, and the day itself gives a siyata d'shmaya to be able to do that, and there are many beautiful things which awaits a person if he's able to be mekayim the mitzvah l'shem shemai. He does it for the sake of the mitzvah. It's just hard for a person who has drinking issues or to do it l'shem shemai. That's probably the person who shouldn't be drinking. But if a person, he mamish doesn't want to drink and he's only doing it because of the ratzon Hashem and therefore he's doing it l'shem shemai. So for such a person, there's tremendous, you know, oiris which are waiting for a person who does it that way. So, like everything, a person needs to have a Rebbe, you know, to guide him and to tell him how he should be mekayim the mitzvah. It could change from year to year. A person needs to know, you know, what he's capable of and how much. But it's not a license for a person to be hefker chas v'shalom. It's adaram. It's on the one, like anything which has tremendous potential that can bring a person up to very great heights, or it can bring a person mamish in the tachtainin, like it did for Noach. So that's just like a bekitzer. It's not any halachic lemaisa, because it's not across the board. It's not one hayra. It has to be, each person needs to know, and because he may be no gebedav, or he can ask a rebbe, and he should understand, you know, his matzah befrat. Should not just go along with the crowd just because the oilam is doing it. That means that's what I should do. It's a mitzvah befrat for each and every person that he should know how much l'shem shemaim he is capable of doing in it. And that's just like a kisser. I hope that helped. a little bit.
This question, he also asked about as far as the, if it's really a mitzvah, l'shtaker v'yayin or whatever it is, at what point and how do you handle that as far as chinuch? I think that's important, Indian, especially for people that have, you know, children, maybe that are teenagers or getting close to those ages where they already want to have quote unquote fun maybe in, with the drinking process. What should be like the mahalach with that?
So truth is that if our children see that when we drink, that it brings to a simchas hanafesh, which is tayridik, that they see that their father, that now that he's drinking, he shares more divrei tayra, and he's more besimcha, is more achdus, more ava, more reyus, more of a feeling of isnasas hanafesh, then they won't have any kashas. Adarava, you're going to be teaching them a very big lesson in avodas Hashem. A person only has to be worried about that if he's not going to be drinking in that way. And the answer is you're right, and you shouldn't be drinking if it's shomer mitzvah li'ed avarav. If a person does the mitzvah the way that Chazal intended it, there's no shaila in the shailas and tshuvas about what's going to be with the chinuch of it. It's not a shaila which exists. I can't imagine that the shaila exists because it's not a shaila. If a person drinks the way in the tzur that Chazal intended, then it's just like they see how you shake an esrog, and they see that the way that you put on tefillin, and they see the way you sit, you eat matzah, they're going to see how a yid drinks on parma, and they're going to see that it all fits. Not an exception. It fits perfectly into the other themes of how we do mitzvahs. Mamash, you'll be teaching them such a yesod, they'll be able to see just how everything in the world can be used as a tool to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu if it's done right. That's the lesson you're going to be teaching them in chinuch.
Okay, Shkadosh Rabbi. I think now we can go to Rabbi Yaakov Paisen. He had a question. I'm not sure what the question is, but just to give that done with it, Rabbi Yaakov was preparing the Kehila with Shirim in the Sefer Beyond Darkecha on the Divided Purim. So this should be a good question.
It touches upon Yehuda, what you just asked, and also what Ari asked. And I was actually going to ask a different question, which is, and this isn't really about panemius, it's just about practical life. Is, you know, substance abuse is something that's very front and center, certainly in my life, and something that I have an older teenager, and truth be told, I'm leaving Cleveland for Purim because Purim has become a very, very scary time to be in a place where substance abuse is essentially not a taboo for that day, and there's really no control. And as much as I've been by a lot of tzaddikim on Purim, and I believe that it is the highest, you know, everything is gevalt, kula, everything is holy, but there's also a tremendous amount of hefkeiros on Purim. And I don't know if it's a question or more just like, no, there's a Sefer Sharvita Zahav, which is Ma'amar from Rav Kluger, right, on Purim. And he poses this question there of, every mitzvah is supposed to last an entire year from the time it comes into the calendar, and it gives us koach for the rest of the year until the next yontif that mitzvah comes up again. And so he has a whole arichas about Ad lo yada is obviously not about a makom and a zman and a maisa of I'm drinking and I'm getting drunk, because otherwise I would have to do that in order to access that or for the rest of the year. So my question is, maybe if you find yourself in a life circumstance where drinking just doesn't work for you, and it kind of, again, touches on Ari's question, it also touches on Yehuda's question. Drinking doesn't work, whether it doesn't work because you become mean, or because it's a sakana for your kids, or because you just get sick and it stares your entire next month or whatever it is, even with the non-sulfite edema wine from whatever I was, you know, what I used to drink in Israel. The question is, what is ad lo yada in the nefesh? In other words, if you could help us just explain where we're trying to get to. You know, all these svarim talk about a hergesh you're supposed to have on Purim, but, and that's, I think, very hard anyway to say to someone, oh, you need to feel this, you need to feel inod milvado. I don't even know what that means, but what is ad lo yada if it's not drinking? If it's not just getting loose, which we could do also on a Shabbos and also whatever, but if it's not just getting loose, what is the nekuda that we're holding onto for this next year that we're gaining by the Mishta Hayayin in that mitzvah in particular?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I had two questions. So let's start with the first question. In terms of, like we said before, a person's own personal circumstances, that will be koveya, the tzura of this mitzvah, like any mitzvah. But this in particular, person's his history and his family matzav and the makom around him and all these things, these are all important factors to consider. Now, because the tzur of the mitzvah is open, like we said, to many different ways of interpretation. Even the lashon of Chazal is very cryptic, and you can't really understand it al pi pshat. Chai v'nish lebesumei bepuraya ad loyad bin or haman lebaruch Mordechai. So it doesn't say anything about drinking. It just says lebesumei. Rashi says lishtais yayin, but had not Rashi come along and said lishtais yayin, lebesumei could have meant many things. And many teach it that way. It means that it just means a certain simchas hanefesh. The Rav Shitzer, for example, and many tzaddikim, they didn't drink on Purim. The Rav Shitzer said that I'm a kaim ad layada when I listen to the Megillah. That's my kim of the besumi ad layada. So there's no one way. There's no one size fits all when it comes to it, and person has to be batuach that if he's going to go ahead and to drink a lot on Purim, that he's covering all grounds in terms of the chinuch of his children, in terms of that he's going to be drinking yayin mesameach, and he's going to bring out a simchas hanefesh around those around him. He takes that into cheshbon also. It means that if you're going to do something which could be. Have repercussions, that a person has to do it responsibly and in a way where makes a kiddush Hashem and shouldn't be lehepach chas v'shalom. In terms of the second thing which you pointed out, like what's the oimek of the mitzvah? So one thing is as follows, is important to note, is that every mitzvah has its zman, the zman of the mitzvah. The zman of the mitzvah is its zman. The mashal, if a person says, I'm going to eat matzah on Sukkot and fulfill my mitzvah of shaking lulav or my mitzvah of matzah, so then it's not going to work. Why? Because you need to have a shidduch of the pa'ula and the zman of the pa'ula. And when a person eats matzah on Pesach at the time that he's supposed to, so it will create all the segulas and the brachas and the oiris which matzah is supposed to accomplish. Same thing is true when it comes to drinking on Purim. This idea, which Chazal imply, that and what the Sfarim speak about, that there's a lot which is waiting for a person who's Makayim the Inyan of Adal Yada, we'll talk about what that is, it's only true on Purim. A person can't think that on a Tuesday, or even on a Shabbos, or any other day of the year, that he's going to drink Adal Yada, because Chazal say that, Sfarim say that when you drink Adal Yada and you want to know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Or HaHaman, it's not going to work. Because that's not the zman. Just like you have to shake a lulav on Sukkot, you drink Adal Yada on Purim. That's it. There's only one zman for that. And the zman will be Megale and Yonim, but only because it's Purim is that going to work. That has to be very clear to a person. Now, what's happening is the following thing, is that, and we actually just finished giving a shiur on this inyan. The Megillah is the beginning of the day, and the Megillah teaches us a very big yesod. Be a good guy, don't be a bad guy. Baruch Mordechai and Or HaHaman, that's what we say. Shoshanas Yaakov, Zahalav, Tzamecha, right at the Megillah is over, we establish and we say with clarity, Lohaidia. You have to know. And we say the word Lohaidia when we sing it, Lohaidia, 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 Lohaidia. You have to know, very good. Baruch Mordechai, Or HaHaman, Brucha Esther, Arura Zeresh, Baruch Kol HaTzadikim, Arura Kol HaRasha. That has to be mamish crystal clear to every single person. Only when a person has such a clear l'haydia like that, is he able to come to the Suda later and say about that, ad lo yada. I don't even know. I don't know anything. Why? Because those, I'm sure many, all of you know, tachlis hayidia shalai neida. That as much yidia as we have in something, we should know that that's not the complete picture. That really, there's something which is more than das. If you want to talk in the Lashon of Sfiris a little bit, we'd say as follows. There's keser, there's chachma, there's bina, and then there's das. And das of a person is chitzonius. That's not who he is. He's not his intellect. He's not his mind. He's a keser. And his keser is really who he is. Keser is always associated with ratzon. But we operate out of das because we associate ourselves with our decisions and our thought process. And that's very inhibiting for a person. That's like a beis hasurim for a person to think that who he is essentially is a das. That's not true. The das is chitzonius, or much more than that. And there's certain agulas hanefesh which takes place personally on Purim, that in the same way that the Jewish people, they were freed from this consciousness called Haman, which is called the das de klipa, that they were freed from Haman, and by doing so, they came to a much higher place. They came to a deeper, higher place within the shayrish of a Jew's neshama, that the Kamana teaches that which we say, that la'amoid al nafsham, lihikahel v'la'amoid al nafsham. The Kamana says la'amoid al nafsham means to be oimid on the shayrish hanefesh. Purim is a mesugel that a person can tap into his highest root, and that comes with what's called a bitul adas. And there's a truth in bitul adas, because the das is considered to be chitzoni, and the keser is considered to be pnimi. And since keser means ratzon, by establishing ad lo yada means to say that I'm going to the place of where the root of das, and that's called ratzon. And Hashem's ratzon determines everything. Dehainu, that if Hashem will decide right now and to say, you know, I don't want any more Baruch Mordechai. I want now Baruch Haman. I want the bad guys to win and the good guys to lose, and I want that everybody should be a bad guy. We would have to do it. And that would be the right thing to do. That would be the good thing to do. That would be the emesa thing to do. That clarity, and that the Ratzon Hashem is koveya the metzias, and everybody's das that we go around with in the world is because he made it that way, and that's why we do it. That's the type of a nekudas and efesh which we're looking to be in his gala. That although I know so good Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman, I come to a higher hasaga in the Ribbono Shel Olam when I understand that even that lehaydia is ad lo yada, and that's not an eternal truth. The only eternal truth is what's called Hashem's keser, that he's the king, that he decides. His ratzon is koveya the metzias, everything which that entails. That's one understanding of what the tachlis of that drinking is, that it should bring a certain oimek hanefesh, that a person has that clarity in that emunah. That's one malach. But it's supposed to bring out bigger, deeper recesses of our neshama. And then if a person doesn't see that the drinking is taking him in that direction, that adirabba, instead of being megale and oimek hanefesh and oimek haneshama, it's just makarv him more to the guf and to temptations of the guf, and then the mitzvah was supposed to take him right, and now it's taking him left. So then, not doing the mitzvah anymore. He's just a guy drinking on February 25th. That's all.
Amazing. Thank you.
Okay. Just got ready for that. Next, we have a question from David Weimer, whose birthday happens to be tonight. Of course, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Go ahead. You have to unmute yourself.
Hold on. This is going to be the bad. Take your time, David. No pressure.
I think they call this technical disability.
so I wanted to ask Rabbi, so my question was that normally on a normal, you know, on a normal day, like, you wouldn't want to, you know, daven to Hashem when you're shaker, but the whole essence of perm is when is that you wanna daven to Hashem. So how are we supposed to daven to Hashem when we're you know, intoxicated?
Well, you have a lot of the day beforehand. That's just. You have the night, you have the morning, you're only doing things in the afternoon. But, you know, davening is not only what comes out of our mouth. We could be thinking and davening all the time. And David HaMelech said about himself, "Va'ani tefila, I'm a metzias at tefila." So tefila is not an expression of thought put into words. Tefila is a hergish that a person has, that he's totally in Hashem at all times. So there are people who are davening all the time, even though they don't look like they're davening. And there are people who are davening all the time, and they're really not davening at all. So, tefillah is a nekudas hanefesh that a person has. It's a very deep emuna. And adarabah, you know, the drinking is supposed to be megala that nekudas hanefesh, a certain sense of that I'm incapable without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm completely dependent on Him. There's an oimik in this mitzvah as well, that brings out, like, almost like the shirish from where tefillah comes from. So you could be mine in that. I'm giving you certain yisaydus to explain. But just al pipshat, there's a lot of davening which goes on in the day beforehand. And it's, if a person, you know, wants to chap time, so then you can set time to say tehillim, you know, after shacharis at different points of the day. And not try to think when if he's going to be drinking, you know, when he should be davening. There's, you know, zman tefila l'chod and zman shichras l'chod. You know, these are two different zman. That's the mitzvah now, is to be shikr. But adarabah, I see, you know, from what Chazal say, that drinking and drinking appropriately is megala the oimek hanefesh from which tefila comes from, and that's something to be ma'ayin.
Please, you're up.
Okay, Shkayach. I just want to know in general that the world is pretty shaky. Corona and political and you know, just in general craziness and this Purim not coming now also, which is very special. But I just want to know, like, a general mahalach of like what does Hashem want from us? Such a time.
Hashem wants Purim from us. What does that mean? Really, it really ties in together. Really, what the fact that there's a mitzvah called Shichras has a limud to it. The limud of shichras is the mile of being a shaita. There's a certain shtus to kedusha, and to be in a state of adala yada has a very, very high root, and that means that I really don't know anything. I really don't know anything, and there's a very big tachlis in that. Something very virtuous, very purposeful, which touches on the Tachlis HaBriya, especially when you consider that the highest darga, the Sfarim say, is the sphere of Keser, and Keser translates B'derech HaVoida into the Midah of Bittel. There's something very deep in the world of Bittel, which comes with Bittel Adas, because we pride ourselves, and the Das is considered to be something which is who I am, my decisions which I make, and there's a very big Ani in that Das. And although in the chitzonius of the mitzvah of Adal Yada, it seems very degrading and it seems that it's the opposite of what mitzvahs are about, it actually has a lot to do with the Tachlis HaBriya. That a person takes his das to Kedusha and everything which he knows and he makes himself an Adal Yada before Hashem. I'm almost like a shaita in front of Hashem. And One of the reasons why we haven't succeeded all these years in Galus and bringing Mashiach to Tzidkenu is because we have a lot of ideas in terms of what we need to do. And a lot of good ideas, because Chazal tell us that, you know, the things which we need to do. So either we're not doing them, or we're not doing them right. And to assume that we're not doing them right is hard to say, because there's a Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us what to do. You know, we kind of know what to do. But there's an unspoken word, and there's a reading in between the lines of Divrei Chazal, and there's a certain Oimek HaLev and Adinas HaNeshama that has to accompany everything which we do, and that is that we can't do it on our own, and we need the Eibishter to do it. And especially in times of uncertainty, the uncertainty has a tachlis. It's not like Hashem is throwing us into an ocean and he's saying, you know, I'm not giving you your floaties and, you know, swim if you don't know how to swim. If a person is thrown into an ocean and doesn't know how to swim, so a Goyish reaction is to try to swim. A Jewish reaction is to cry out to Hashem and to say, I don't know how to swim, I need you to save me. A very big difference in how a Jew reacts in time of tzar than a Goy reacts in the time of tzar. We learn from the Megillah that Mordechai knew exactly what the Gzeirah was, and he taught the Yidden the response. Mordechai's response was not, although he had kesher with the Malka and he had kesher with the Melech, and he had saved the king's life, he didn't go to the king and say, listen, you owe me one. I saved your life, and now, you know, there's a Gzeirah against my people. He didn't rely on that. He had a whole Mahalach B'derech HaTeva, which he could have used as to how to save his people, and he didn't do it. He had one Eitzah. He went into the streets and he cried out to the Mashram that Vayitzaku b'nei Esav, Yizak zaka gadol lomar. That was the Eitzah. That was the Eitzah. Of course, he sent Esther to go into. He saw that as being a basher, that it would be, but he wasn't being soymich on that. He was being soymich on the tzaka l'Hashem. That's why he told Esther. He said, listen, you can go in or you don't go in. But, you know, in Mahakavesh Tacharishi, don't think that, you know, that everybody's going to go down and you're going to be okay. It's not going to work like that. Meaning, I'm not being soymich on your hishtalis. I'm being soymich on Tfilas Yisrael. Glech knes kol Yehudim. The expression of Lech knes kol Yehudim and Yizak is that we don't know how to get out of this. You're the only one who could take us out. And then when we humbled ourselves to Hashem and said, you take us out, then he took us out in a way that not a single Jew was touched. Not a single Jew was harmed, and Hashem made a whole circus out of Haman's plan with Achashverosh, so that everybody should see that it was Hashem who did it, and it couldn't have come any other way. So the lesson of person is very of Purim is very much Chuasam Ha'isa LaNatzach, and it's very much Halacha LaMaisa for us as a people, but even as individuals, is that uncertainty is not a time for a person to try to figure things out. It's supposed to bring a person to hachna and to bittul before Hashem, and to say, we've tried so many things and we really don't know what to do. So after failing so many times, you come to the point where you say, you know, you do it, and it's not going to be us. So if a person sees that there's uncertainty on top of uncertainty on top of uncertainty, there's a certain shtus to kedusha that a person has to have and say, I'm a shaita before you. I don't know what to do. You created this world. You have a plan. I don't know. And I'm being samech on you to finish the job. So it doesn't seem like it's halacha lemaisa, and it feels like it's taking things out of our hands, but the irony of all that is that, you know, he created the tachlis abir with a purpose to begin d'shtemayin, we should know him. And as long as we have ideas as to how the way things should go or how to get out of things, it's a shtickle stira to that mahalach. So it's not just the right thing or the easy thing, it's the only thing that we could do. So if we're feeling as time goes on that the uncertainty is becoming more great, that's because we're running out of time to get things right. And Hashem has a plan, and there's a time frame, and, you know, we're going to get there. But if we have to be forced into that, to come to that maskana, then so be it, you know. The tachlis will happen. Mitzvah Hashem, it should be soon.
I'm going to steer away, maybe not away from, I feel like a lot of the questions were related to the Adla Yoda aspect of Purim. Maybe there's, I don't know if it's half a day is dedicated to But there's definitely a very strong element, you know, why is it that half of the mitzvahs seemingly on Purim are related specifically to that of Bein Adam L'Chaverah, and is one greater than the other on Purim?
So V'ahavta L'cha Kamecha is considered to be the mitzvah in the Torah which most reflects, represents the Tachlis HaTorah. And like Rashi says in Kiddushin, in Shabbos, that V'ahavta L'cha Kamecha means Hashem is V'yacha also. There's V'yacha a Yid, and Hashem is also V'yacha. So there's a shlemus in the fact that the mitzvahs hayom are divided into two parts. There's really four mitzvahs hayom. There's Megillah, there's Matanos Avyonim, Mishloach Manos, and there's the Sudas Purim. So the Megillah, you could say it's a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom. Mishloach Manos, Matanos Avyonim is really Bein Adam L'Chaver, right? And then the Seudah is also just like we said, it's the Hashlama of the Megillah. It's like the Adalayada of the Lohaidiya, and so that you could call also Bein Adam Lamakum. But we have the Suda with Reyim because since it's the climax of the day, so we bring together at that time like the Reyacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then like the Reyacha of Chaverim also. Although it's not a Chi of Mamish, but so, and that's because the Luchos themselves are divided into two. There's the Bein Adam Lamakum and there's Bein Adam Chaverim. And some of the mitzvahs on the luchos, they defy the rule. Like Kabbidus Avicha seems to be it's on the... Right? But Avicha is also Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar says Kabbidus Avicha is a Kutcher Bichu, Vesimecha Zushchinta. So they overlap with each other. And that's why Kabbid is in the middle, because it's the bridge between the two parts. But there's a shlemus in these two inyanim, and they have to be mashlem each other. And what it boils down to is that there's the two mitzvahs, which are mitzvah koilelis is for all mitzvahs in Torah, is emunah / bitachon and achdus. Achdus Yisrael and emunah and achdus Hashem. Because achdus is considered to be like the tachlis HaTorah. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad. Like we say by Minchan Shabbos, Utei Ata Echad, Veshimcha Echad, Mikamcha Yisrael Goyecha Baret. So understanding, you know, what Purim is and the Tachlis HaTorah and the ingredients which create Yeshua Yisrael. So the mitzvahs are not just ways to remember what the Jews did and now we have mitzvahs out of it. They're supposed to be poil again Yeshua Yisrael because of what the underlying theme of what they stand for. Megillah is Emunah in Hashem, Bitachin in Hashem, Ad Lo Yada brings a person to even higher levels of Emunah Bitachin. And Mishloach Manos is not just like you send gifts to your friends. Just there's a thought in Svarim that you're supposed to send it to your enemies. That's why you use a shliach, because you don't want to give it to a person who doesn't like you face to face. You want to do it. It's a time of, like, Purim is like Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is to be meratzes chaveiro. You're supposed to patch things up with people who may not be so good with. So Mishloach Manos is a way to do that. Matanas Levyonim also. You know, it's not just being hamish with people. It's a Tchias HaMeisim which is involved. It's a Tzedakah Tatzim Imavis, and the Gemara says that the whole Geula comes through Tzedakah. Now, there are ingredients in this day which are supposed to be Poyel Yeshua Yisrael, like it was Poyel for them too. So if we do them right, and we understand the potential of what Purim is, it's a day of Yeshua Yisrael, so then we're not just doing mitzvahs, we're performing, and we're doing things which should bring Yeshua Yisrael now, on this day. So this is just, you know, a certain perspective into how the day divides up and with a certain sense of premius, you know, what's supposed to come about through these mitzvahs.
So I think there really is that very strong balance of the necessity of both the Bnei Chaver and the Bnei Malkam and how they come to be maslam each other. I mean, it seems like the Tachlis is the Purim Suda, that's the highest point of Purim, that's where we come to Adli Adha. But it's only, you can only do that, you know, after you've already come to be Mekandal or Mitzvah, so Bnei
Lechaver.
Right. Okay. Before I go to some of the other questions that were posed to me earlier, does anybody have a question that hasn't asked yet? Okay. So,
you can continue. If I already asked the question, so if there's people who gave you questions, so just ask them. Maybe I'll send the question, just on WhatsApp.
Okay, so we'll ask one more, and then if no one else has, there's a couple more, but we can we'll come back to you in a second, Rabbi Yaakov. Someone asked, the Avodah of Purim is kind of part of the Avodah of us in our day as the Mechama of Klal Yisrael against the Malek, and, you know, being Mechah with the Malek. If that's the case of Purim, where does Parashat Zachar, and what is the Avodah of Parashat Zachar, and how does that play into the Mechama of a Malek in our generation, in our times?
There's a very big cloud in the from the Baal Shem Tov and Sfar Magdashim that every mitzvah is timeless. And even though you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah b'payal, there's different ways of being Mekayim mitzvahs. There's Machshaba, there's Dibur, and there's Maisa. That's why the Sfarim say that B'nei Sascha goes on this, that there's three mitzvahs when it comes to Mechias HaMalek. It says Timcha, there's Zachor, and there's Loisishkach, and that corresponds to Machshaba, Dibur, and Maisa. So we don't have the means right now to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mechias HaMalek B'poyal, B'yadayim, but in Machshava and in Dibur we do. And that's really considered to be the Shayrish. So everybody has an Amalek inside of himself, which is a Kfira and the Ribbono Shel Olam and Sveikus and things like that. And so essentially, that's what the Megillah is. The Megillah, if a person knows with clarity, Baruch Mordechai and Or HaMan, that in itself is a Mechias HaMalek. Meaning every mitzvah or thought which concretizes Yesodos in Emunas Hashem is by definition a Mechias HaMalek. And the Megillah is a very, very powerful, clear demonstration of Achdus Hashem and like we said, Baruch Mordechai and Or HaMan and everything which that represents. And the Seudah is just one higher level of that, takes that to the next level. Like we said, Adi Lo Yada, you know, that is a Mechias HaMalek. I mean, the Das is the Das of the Klipa, and that's what a Malek represents. So the Mitzvahs Hayayim, they reflect what Mechias HaMalek is all about. Zachar, which comes before that, is a Hachana. I mean, a person has to say, Hinini Muchun Mezuman. And to be ready to do that, and especially on Shabbos, it brings down all the oiris which allow that to be possible. So, although like the kiyum of zachar is a kriya satira, you know, it wouldn't seem like it's any different than saying, you know, zachar by parshas kiseitze, you know, in the summer, but it's different. It's a mitzvah deraisa. And it comes with certain skulas and ha'aras, and it allows us, gives us the kaiches to be able to do what we do on Purim. And so Zachar has to always come before Purim, can't come afterwards, because it's a shimush, it's a chana and a chinach that a person has in pnimius. We don't see with our eyes what's going on, but it conditions a person to be able to do the mitzvahs properly, and the mechias HaMalek should take place on, you know, in the world in ways which we don't see in the higher olamos, certainly. But it's making ourselves to be able to do the mitzvah sayom of Purim properly with the siyata d'shemaya, that everything which Zachar talks about should be niskayim. So that's one mahalachana.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov, let's go to you, and I think this will probably be the last question if Rabbi's okay with it, because I know it's already late.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yaakov, b'chava.
Okay, so it's a little bit of a little bit of a breast-liver question, but it's okay. There's like a famous statement that Reb Nosson explains that Rabbi Nachman said at one point that it used to be that all of the redemption of Am Yisrael started with Pesach, and now, even though he didn't finish the sentence, Reb Nosson says that it's really mechavin that everything starts on Purim. And Purim is really the feminine redemption, meaning like Pesach is Hashem did it for us, and Purim there was an awakening from below, like the Rav said before, that there's really mitzad the Shechina, like Mordechai awakened Am Yisrael to bring this Geula. This question is not going to end where it seems like it started. So there's also a concept that, you know, women really shouldn't be chayev in the mitzvahs, but af hein ayu ba'oso anes is the classic thing that Chazal say. which to me personally about Purim never made any sense. I mean, I'm not saying the Kfir Dikwe, but like, it's not like Esther was a side participant. It wasn't Afhein Ayuba Otohanes. Like, the whole thing is Megillus Esther. Like, it was Mordechai and Esther together, but there was a very prominent Nukva involved in the Nes itself, not as some ancillary, secondary. Oh, they were there also, so we also give them the Chiyuv. You know, but Purim is like very challenging day for women who aren't plugged in or aren't like super busy. Or let's say if there's women who it's not enough for them just to be osik in preparing shalach manos and like setting the table and cooking the food, how can a husband and a wife together, how can we make our wives feel not afhein ayu ba'oto anes, but like we're mamash doing this together, as opposed to I'm just schlepping you around so you could facilitate me getting drunk with my friends, and I'm going to get to this big elevation, but I need you with me, and I need to give you something, and we need to have something together, ben ish l'ishto, to be miyachid these two things of the zachar mitzad echar and nukva mitzad sheni, that like there should be some harmony in the house, not like. And it was always great when I was younger, you'd see all these like Chassidish Rebbetzins like getting so much hana that their husband was like fearing ice, and there's people throwing up on the floor, and it's amazing. But let's be realistic. I'm my wife is the exact Basher from me, but she's mamish, not, you know what I mean, she's amazing, but that's not, she wants something deeper. And I think that all the Rebbetzins and everyone who's not married should be zochet to be married soon, already by next Purim, but everyone who is, I think we want to connect together. You know, Shabbos is very easy to connect with the wife. You're sitting at the table. It's mishpachti. Purim, for me, always feels like a nituk. It's like, I go to your Megillah, and then she goes to the women's reading. And then, you know, she's more osik with the costumes and all the other things. And it's like, but the shpitz of Purim, how do you share that with your wife? How do you make it not afhein ayu ba'oto anes? Good question.
I'm not struggling on what the answer is. I'm just trying to say this in the right way. I'm overwhelmed by the question because.
Rabbi, isn't this a broader question to many mitzvahs also?
Yeah, that's it. It's a whole question. It's a whole Shalom Bayis question. I'm having a hard time in answering the question without. That's why in my head I'm going back to earlier Hanachas to.
While Rabbi's singing, I just wanted to say, like, I'm not married, but it happens to be I was talking to my sister and to, you know, who's married. She said Purim is my I hate Purim. It's the worst holiday of the year. So definitely, it's definitely a thing in the world that like it's something that the women don't like.
Listen. If a wife would be proud of her husband's drinking, and then she would see that it brings out more kedusha, and that she sees something that she's proud of. I mean, it's scary, you know. Nichnas yayin yetzei sayid. So it means that deep things are coming out of a person, and so if she sees her husband as being somebody who's looking forward to Purim. Not because of the Megillah, not because of the other mitzvahs hayayim, but just as an opportunity to get drunk and just to have guys, you know, Purim bash, then I wouldn't blame them for thinking that Purim is the worst day of the year, because then they have to suffer the embarrassment of seeing their husband's behavior, and they it's not something for them to be proud of. To me, Afhein Bayis Anes isn't like such a kasha. it's more of like a sugya to understand the difference between Mordechai and Esther and Tikkun HaLevana and those things. I guess I would just say like this, like this yesod, is that it's possible for husband and wife to not be doing things together, but to still also feel a sense of achdus in things which they're doing. We look at things very much with these eyes, and we see achdus as being, you know, when we're actually doing something together. But the bond between a husband and a wife is something which is, it's very pnimi. It's a neshama dika kesher. And by the tzaddikim, many of them didn't talk to their wives very much at all, and that had nothing to do with the relationship. They felt a very, very deep kesher to their rebbetzins and their rebbetzins to their husbands, and they always felt that they were together, and they were accomplishing something together. It wasn't just the pa'ula. It was much more than that. It was about a mission in life, which kind of was like the backdrop to everything which took place. If there's a sense of purpose between a couple in terms of what they're doing in this world and what they're working on together, so even though they may be doing different pa'ulas, they still have different roles in the greater mission. So just like if Sukkis, you know, and you know he's shaking the lulav and going to shul and doing hashanas, and she's not, and they only see each other in the sukkah here and there, you know, it could still be a very beautiful yontif, and they could still feel like, you know, that they're in it together. To me, it's not so much a kasha, a perm kasha. It's really more of how to get into a certain oimek, into, you know, this musa called ishta ki gufay, and that it's not just a halachic concept, it's also certain pnimius and what it means, you know, habiyah mikudeshusli, and everything which that entails. So I think that if women find Purim to be distasteful, I don't think it has to do with the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is supposed to bring a person to a masikas, to a geshmak, and I think it's on the husbands to ask themselves, you know, if they're utilizing the mitzvah sayoyim properly, and the suda is supposed to be the way that it is, and that the wives are proud of their husbands and how they're mekayim it, and if they feel appreciated, you know, they do a lot of hard work on Purim, and it's very easy for that to be overlooked. In terms of, you know, with kids and costumes and mishloach manos and the suda, and if they don't feel appreciated, so then that's also one of the reasons why they may feel that it's not their most the most exciting, you know, yontif. Especially because when it comes to the suda, it's like they're giving it over to the, it's a type of a suda where they're giving it, at least that chelik, over to the husbands. But you should know that if it's a suda where, like, the men have their friends and the women have their friends, so then they could, you know, as long as they don't feel that their husbands are embarrassing them, then they can have a very good time, you know, schmoozing with their friends too. It doesn't have to be totally a guy suda. It could be, listen, Shresh had his party and Vashi had her party, you know, so it could be. So
Yaakov, isn't the same question applies to Rosh Hashanah when husbands go to Uman and the wife stays alone? Yeah, and maybe that's actually, you know, contextually for those who are zochet to that chaim and didn't grow up in Bitzad Hasheni Shalom Atbeya, I can use that actually as a way to understand and give a context to everything else. So what happens is that you have to come with me for Rosh Hashanah so that you can now have an example to now use for all the other mitzvahs, and it'll be easier that way. And we can leave Yehuda here, and it's fine. There's no.
I think you just have to go to Chaim on Purim, and you'll understand how to have Rosh Hashanah.
So we don't want to. This is all being recorded, also, so that's fine.
I think this was a very important question that might lead up to a future series with Rabbi about Shalom Bayis and Pnimius and how that works. So, shishkayach to Rabbi. I'm just curious, Rabbi, do we have time for one more question? Rabbi Huda Reis just sent me a question. I think it's very sadistic.
Okay, sure.
Can we title that shir "Everything Under the Zoon"? Can we do that? That's it. Done. I'm out.
Maybe we have time for one more question.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda Reis, please. The floor is yours. The Zoom floor.
I'm sorry for the late question, but it just popped into my head right at the end. But I was just wondering. Again, it goes along with what Rabbi Yehuda was saying with the two parts of the day, with, you know, the Yish L'Rei'o and also to Hashem. But is there a way to incorporate them together in the sense that they have an Indian of like Lech Knois Kol Yehudim, but we also have a like a connection that we have to reach this personal level and connection to Hashem? So is there a way of tying the two together? Because one thing, Lech Knois Kol Yehudim, is more like an outward, but reaching that connection to Hashem is more like an inward, personal avodah. So is there a way of tying the two together or incorporating them together?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's a very big yesod. They have to go together. They're essentially together. There's no way to find the Ribbono Shel Olam without Klal Yisrael, and there's no way to find Klal Yisrael without the Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person feels like he's going in one direction, he's leaving the other one behind, then he's going in the wrong direction. That's the remnants of the Kamarna. The Kamarna says that V'yahavta l'reicha kameicha, that's the mitzvah to love Hashem, right? And to love your fellow Jew. V'yahavta Hashem elokecha is a mitzvah to love Hashem. So we're not being pulled in two different directions, because the gematria of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha Ani Hashem is the gematria of Yahavta Hashem Elokecha. It's mamash the same exact gematria. Avas Hashem and Avas Yisrael is one, but what makes the gematria one is the words after Yahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, which is Ani Hashem. That Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem means that there's every single Jew who reads the Torah, he says those words, Ani Hashem. And you shouldn't be embarrassed or think that it's kfira to say those words. Every single Jew is a chedek elakam yimal. Every single Jew has a piece of Havai in him. Chedek Hashem amai. And what's meyached these two mitzvahs together is the fact that loving myself or loving my fellow Jew is loving Hashem. So if a person sees that his hishtalus in his avoidus Hashem and his tefillah doesn't bring him to kesher with Klal Yisrael or vice versa, that means that this nekuda called Ani Hashem is not right. Something is off there. That's why the Ari says that before davening every single day, we have to be mekabel upon ourselves a mitzvah, V'yahavta L'Reicha Kameicha. You can't even start davening, according to the Arizal, without being mekabel that mitzvah upon oneself. The Pinchas Karzer says that any mitzvah, if a person davens a tefillah and it's not b'shem kol Yisrael, then it's not a tefillah at all. It's not a tefillah at all.
Is follow up then, but what if the Klal Yisrael or what you call Yisrael around is not accepting of that? I mean, you could be outpouring, but they're not accepting. So is there like just a one way, or is there has to be a two way, or it's just
the one way? And on a person's one way, everybody's accepting. It has to. It's on mitzad the neshama runs much deeper than every reason why a person would not like another Jew. I mean, that la'asad lavad is going to be such a big simcha. Hashem guarantees there's going to be such a big... He can do whatever he wants, but you can explain that al pisechel too. Like, the things which divide us are mamish not... It shows a greater achdus when it's put into the proper perspective. In our core, we're really one. We're one nation. We're all mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each person has his own personal neshama, but in the depth of that, we're all bound together as one. So a person loves himself, doesn't need to explain it. That's why it says V'hafta l'reicha kamoicha, that the love that we're going to have for every Jew is going to be as much as we love ourselves. You know, we don't have to explain that. We're going to see that all the reasons which we had to not love another Jew wasn't a reason at all, because all the reasons to not love yourself are also not reasons. That's how much that we're one. That's Yisrael v'yaraisa kutribichu chadhu. There's a certain achdus which is a side, which comes out through the drinking and pouring, yichas yayin yitzi side, which brings to deeper dimensions within the soul of Klal Yisrael that we won't even be able to see the difference between Avas Yisrael and Avas Hashem, and everything which seems to be a block from that is just excuses for not going deeper. So it's really one track, as long as I'm doing my part, but on that level it's also two tracks. It's just that the people who don't like me may not realize it, but as long as I know, then I'm connected with everybody in Klal Yisrael.
Rebbe for incredible mushroom.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for your incredible questions and all the service that was brought up tonight. Thank you, Rebbe, for making time for us before Purim. We really appreciate it, Rebbe. And we're looking forward to spending Shabbos together with Rebbe in just a few more weeks.
Yeah, it's Hashem. Hopefully everything should work out. And continue. I heard the tefillahs and the Shabbos have been very nice, so it should be, should continue. L'mal l'mal, mitzvah Hashem. Good.
Okay.
Stronger.
Thank you so much, Rabbi. Everyone is invited to continue preparing for Purim tomorrow night with Yaakov Peizner's continued shir on Yom Darkecha,
please, Hashem. Okay, should we talk
safer?
9:30.
Okay.
Okay. Afeilichim. Afeilichim Purim, all the best. Kol tov, everyone. Good to know.